official home for Northview Chiefs, NorthEscambia.com.
Welcome to Friday Night Football with your Northview Chiefs. It's Rick and Doug again down way down South Florida for us. It's South Florida anyway.
Close down to the beach.
That's right. Down here near Panama City, Florida in Bozeman, Florida tonight. We're getting a little late start. Had a little technical difficulties tonight. Getting started. We got 5:35 left to go now in the first quarter. The Bozeman Bucks are up on our Northview Chiefs 6-0. We started out driving the ball with our first possession real well. We had a little trouble holding on to the ball. Had a fumble down inside the 25-yard line. Turned it over. Number 10 for the Bozeman Bucks picked it up and ran it back to their own 13. And two plays later, Bozeman Bucks took it in right up the middle off the between the center and the right guard for their first score of the night. And that's where we stand with 5:35 left in the first quarter. We're at a water break right now and just blowed the whistle to bring the teams back on. This is Rick and Doug again here in Bozeman, Florida with your Northview Chiefs, and we're on the sideline tonight. They don't have much of a press box, Doug, so looks like we'll be on the sideline tonight.
Going from the ground level tonight. The Chiefs look like they got a pretty good drive going right now, and here we go. Let's see how they get. After getting a water break, let's see what kind of new play they've got. Lowry's under center. And we've
it's got... It's going to be procedure call. It's going to be movement. They're going to step five off against the Chiefs as we look to step our way down towards the end zone to see what's going on down this way. Oh, I stand corrected, Doug. They called offside on the Bucs, so they marched that one off against the Bucs. So it looks like we're going to be inside here.
For all the action, it's NorthEscambia.com and Northview High School Football.
Lowry on the center, takes a hand off, hands it off to Jackson. Jackson up the middle, and Jackson's going to take it down, and let's see, he's going to be close. Anyway, we're walking behind the cheerleaders. Go cheerleaders! Go cheerleaders! Let's hear something for the Chiefs. He's going to take it down to, it looks like about the 2.5. So, it's going to be first and goal now for the Chiefs from the 2-yard line, Doug. Come up.
We're back in
that tight wing. That's right. Jackson in motion. It's a handoff. And the Bucks sniff that out, and they're right on top of it. And that's going nowhere. Lowry looking to the sideline for a play. Gets his play, and then he's going back to center with it. Going back to the huddle with it. Lowry brings him up, comes up under center. Oh, Duffy. Jackson in motion. Jackson on the sweep, takes the pitch. He's around the end. He's up the middle, and he's into the end zone for six. Jackson's in for your Northview Chiefs. So now our score with 4:01 left in the first quarter is your Northview Chiefs 6 and the Bozeman Bucks 6. That Jackson is moving. He's got good eyes. He sees the hole. If it's not there where he's headed, he'll just make something happen. He sees
keeps his feet moving.
That's right. So we're lined up for the kick. Let's see. It's Lowry setting up for the extra point. Sheets will be holding for him. And the snap and the kick. And it is no good. It's no good. So, 4-1. We have a tied score here in Bozeman, Florida, 6-6.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Well, Lowry prepares the kickoff now to the Bucks. See who we got deep for the Bucks. That's number 10. Number 10's the one who picked up the fumble earlier and ran it back and set the Bucks up for their initial score for the night. Lowry's kick is deep all the way back to the 7. Number 10 picks it up, and he's hit immediately by a host of Chiefs. Brought down by Uhouse and number 40 for the Chiefs. So good coverage, and the ball's going to be on the 25-yard line for the Bozeman Bucks with 3:56 left. With a 6-6 tie, it'll be 1st and 10 for the Bozeman Bucks.
Sounds like you got a little spirit going.
Travis Register, number 11, is a quarterback. He takes a snap and hands off to number 21, Jackson. Jackson takes it up. It looks like he's going to go for about 9. It's going to be a 2nd and a long 1. Tyler Greer with the carry. Travis Register brings the Bucks up. He's under center, takes a snap, hands off to number 2,
Zach Martinez.
And it looks like he tries to take it around the right side, but it looks like the Bucks are going to be held short. Northview Chiefs string them out and hold them short. It's going to be 3rd and a short 1 for a 1st down. So good defensive stand there on 2nd and 1. It is 3rd and 1 now for the Bozeman Bucks.
Looks like they're going to be going for it there, Rick.
It's 3rd and 1.
Thought it was going to be 4.
It's going to be a keeper. He keeps it and he takes it up the middle. And Register keeps it and he takes up and picks up about 6. And it will be 1st and 10 now for the Bozeman Bucks with 2:36 left in the first quarter. Still Northview Chiefs 6 and the Bozeman Bucks 6. And Bozeman is putting together another fine drive.
Just sure slow plays, looks like. Gaining yardage.
Register again back up under center. Set up in the power eye. He hands off. You couldn't see who hand off number 21 again.
Tyler Greer
takes the handoff, picks up about 2 yards. 2nd and 8 now for the Bucks. Gardner for the Chiefs making the stop. Lonnie Gardner getting in the action already again tonight for the Chiefs. Register again up under center.
Man in motion.
He hands the ball off. Ooh, he's hit hard by Chiefs. Trying to arm tackle there, miss a tackle.
Just the whole left side.
Yep.
About 5 yards to bring up 3rd down.
Got to pick up a 5 there.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Jace Wade was on the carry for the Bucks on that last one. He picked up about 5. The handoff this time is to Wade again, and he's right up the middle, and he has broke a big hole, and he's going to take it in for a touchdown for the Bucks. Right up the middle was sort of a delayed handoff there, and he just went right up the middle there.
A little bit of arm tackling going on, and that ain't going to work.
Right. But he's right up the middle there. So now, the Bozeman Bucks, with 56.5 seconds left in the first quarter, take a 12-6 lead over the Northview Chiefs. Bozeman comes in. They're going to line up and go for one. It looks like their quarterback, Travis Register, is also... No, I'm sorry, it's number 12. Wade is going to go for the extra point. He kicks. The kick is up, and it's going to be good. So the score now is going to be 13-6, Bozeman. So that was a big hole there, and that man just sort of kicked it into second gear.
He exploded through
hit that hole, and there was no catching up with him. And so here we are now with less than a minute to go in the first quarter, and Bozeman has taken the lead on us, 13-6. So let's see how the Chiefs answer now.
From here, I couldn't tell if they were in a blitz and there was no safety. If safety was brought up, I'm not sure. But once he got through the line, that was it. There was nobody else there.
And they sent number two in motion that time, and it looked to me like it pulled everybody, pulled towards that number two who went out. And I believe he pulled us out of position that time, and maybe they'll get with them and get them to understand they got to stay at home and cover where they're supposed to be. Here they go now. Bozeman Bucks getting ready to line up to kick off to the Chiefs. Newhouse is back deep for the Chief, and Kyle's number 17 and number 18 Sheets are all deep for the Chiefs. Landon number 40 kicks. It's coming. There's a whistle and a flag down, and it's
been an
gonna
offside.
Step off. Yeah, it's going to be an offsides penalty against Bozeman.
Like the box is going to be offside.
Yeah. So they'll step that one off, and they'll set her up and kick her again, Doug.
That's right.
Hey, this is Jerry from NorthEastCandia.com. I want to thank you for listening to tonight's game here on NorthEastCandia.com.
Whips it down. It's picked up by, let me see, number 17, Kyle's, and he's got it, and he's running with it. Kyle's brings it up. Kyle's is across the 50 to about the 47-yard line, but there he is, that yellow flag down again, and it's on offside in the backfield, and it's going to be a block in the back against the Chiefs. So they're going to step that off at the end of the run, and he's going to step it off. It's going to be from the spot of the foul too, which was at the 48 of the Chiefs. So that's 10 yards. So that's going to take us back and be first and 10 now from our own 38-yard line. Again, 47 seconds left in the first quarter. It's Bozeman 13, Northview 6. Lowry brings them up under center. We are again in that tight wing formation. Newhouse is in motion, takes a pitch, goes up center with a nice run there. He's going to look like he's going to pick up about 7 or maybe 8. Again, Doug and I are on the sideline tonight. It's hard to get a good spot. We're actually on the track, and so we're about 45 yards ourselves off the playing field, actually. And the Chiefs are back. Lowry under center. He takes a snap and takes a handoff. Jackson has it. He's coming our way behind blocking. Gets tripped up. He's behind the blocking of, it looks like John Sellers, big number 78, and he gets tripped up in Sellers' feet, Doug. But he had some green in front of him, and they just got their feet tangled up there. But it was first down yardage there, so it's going to be first and 10 for the Chiefs. And that's going to end the first quarter. And at the end of one tonight, it's going to be the Bozeman Bucks 13 and our Northview Chiefs 6.
You know, we could have a high-scoring game here, Rick. Looks like both teams can move the ball. it might just come down to who's got it last.
It might do it in mistakes. And the Northview has, we've had the one fumble tonight, and that fumble, Bozeman was able to capitalize and got 6 points off of it. And, you know, that counts when you can capitalize off of those mistakes and put points on the board. It's hard to come back from that. We've got to hold on to the ball. We had 2 weeks ago, the humidity, I think, was a big thing that caused it. We had a lot of turnovers. There were 4 turnovers with the Chiefs 2 weeks ago. It was 4-1, and we were 4-1 in turnovers. We only had the one interception that we had gotten. And we just got to protect the ball and hold on to the ball. So
that's right.
The teams come back out on the field to begin the second quarter. The Chiefs have the ball again now. And it looks like we're lining back up in that tight wing formation again. Lowry is under center. He's got Uhouse and Jackson. The pitch is to Uhouse. Uhouse is behind Sellers again. He gets past and goes up, and it's going to be, it looks like good enough for a first down again, first down yardage again.
Once again, he was just a few more feet and he'd have been gone.
We're going to pause and we're going to move down and get in better position.
You're listening to Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Hands off again. Goes to Holmes again. Holmes takes it down to about the 9. For 9, he's going to bring it down to about the 6.5, maybe the 7-yard line. It's going to be a second and a short one. Now, Doug, for the Chiefs. They're going to measure. So they're going to measure. It's close enough that they need to measure. Lowry's going to come to the sideline and confer. Looks like Coach Wise out there talking to his line. Lowry's talking with Coach, so let's see how they come up with this measurement.
Gonna be a little short there.
So it's gonna be a few inches short. So it's gonna be second down and less than what? 4 inches maybe. Maybe the nose of the football. So the Chiefs come back out. Lowry comes back to the huddle with a play from the sideline. And the Chiefs are with a second, and like I said, about the length of the nose of the football. Oh, and we have a whistle. Let's see what we got here. We got a timeout for the Bucks. So Bozeman has called a timeout here. And that may be a good timeout, trying to stall the Chiefs, trying to get his defense safe, get him set, and see what, trying to get a look and see what Northview was going to do there. And so he can get those Bozeman Bucks set and ready to try to stop our Chiefs from going in that end zone. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Them Chiefs look like they're fixing to do it.
Your official home for Northview Chiefs, NorthEscambia.com.
Coming back out on the field. The teams are coming back out on the field from the timeout. So Bozeman coach has sent them in a defensive play. Now, and they're getting ready. We're going to walk down towards the end zone and try to watch the Chiefs go in from the end zone this time, Doug. Lowry brings them up. He comes up under center.
It looks like.
And Newhouse is in motion. And Lowry keeps the ball, and looks like he's going to lose about a yard, maybe two. He's going to lose close to 2 yards on that carry there. Uhouse, I think there's a little confusion in the backfield between Lowry and Uhouse on that. So now it's going to be 3rd and a long 2 for the Chiefs.
Still sitting on an 8-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Lowry brings him up to the line. Still in that tight wing formation. Jackson up the middle with the carry. And he's going to be short of the first down. This is going to be fourth and look like about a yard. And, yeah, it's going to be fourth down. He's going for it. Coach sends in a play, and they are going to go for it. They're going to go for it. The crowd's getting excited. Lowry gives them the play, and our Chiefs are coming to the line. So it's fourth and one, 13-6 with 8:23. Lowry under center. Hughes is moving. The play, the hand is to Jackson, and I don't think he got it. From here, it doesn't look like he got it. The mark.
I just saw blue shirts pushing back.
Let's see what they do. It doesn't look like they got him. From where I'm standing, it doesn't look like they got him. Nope. And the ball's going back the other way. It's going to be first and 10 from the 7-yard line. There's some people behind us saying bad spot, but Doug, from where you and I were standing, the defensive line got in, and
they won that one.
They did win that battle. Well, from where we were standing, we did have a better shot at it than the fans did behind us. Now that was a good stop for the Bozeman Bucks. Unfortunately, on our Chiefs, and now Chiefs are going to have to bow up on these Bozeman Bucks and make a stop here
we
now and get some points on the board. So. Here we go. Let's see what happens now. Bozeman comes up to the line. They come up to the line. It's a handoff.
Number 21
takes the handoff. Tyler Greer for the Bucks. And he's going to pick up about three. After a pickup about three, it's going to be second and 7 for Bozeman Bucks. With 7:40 left in the second quarter, it's the Bozeman Bucks 13 and the Northview Chiefs 6. Again, Bozeman up to the line. Another handoff, but the Chiefs are there, and they hit him quick this time. And it looks like he might pick up one, maybe 2 yard lines. So it's going to be 3rd and 5 now for Bozeman.
3rd and 5.
Travis Register, number 11, is quarterbacking from Bozeman. Wade Landon, number 40, in the backfield. And number 21, Tyler Greer in the backfield deep. Greer takes the handoff, and he's hit immediately. He's going to be hit deep in the backfield for about a 1 to 2 yard loss by the Chiefs. He's hit. It's going to be fourth now. He's going to lose one on that play. He was hit by number 26 by Northview. Was it number 26?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, we do not have a roster for our Northview Chiefs. So some of these numbers and names, Doug and I do not know, and we apologize for that.
Looks like the Bucks have been successful moving on the ground, but that time the Chiefs got the upper hand. They got in, got the penetration, got in the backfield, and got that play stopped. So we're going to be looking at a punt here.
Standing on the goal line. And it's blocked. It is blocked. And it's covered. And it is covered. And it's going to be a safety. That's going to be a 2 points. It's going to be 2 points. It is blocked by number 3 for the Chiefs. And it's blocked and covered again by number 3. The score is now going to be 13-8. And the other good side of that is them Bozeman Bucks got a kickoff to our Northview Chiefs. So that should get the momentum moving in our way. And that should get, and you can hear our fans over behind our right shoulder, Doug, they are getting excited as you and I start moving our way down the field so we can watch this kickoff and see what our Chiefs do. So very impressive coverage on that punt attempt as number 3 for the Chiefs gets in there and and makes that stop, makes that block, and then covers it himself.
They almost had it for a touchdown, but just a little bit too much going for that ball. It went right on back out to the end zone. So we'll take a touchback.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
So the teams are coming back on the field. Northview's coming out and lining up to receive. Looks like going to have Sheets, Kyles, and Newhouse back deep for the Chiefs to receive. They're going to be about the 35, waiting to receive.
Wade, Chase Wade.
Here he goes. Number 37 for the Chiefs takes the ball, and he slips and falls. Number 37 gets the ball. Yep. He gets about 5 or 6 yard return. Aaron Chantry is he catches the ball, but he just loses his footing after about 5 or 6. So it's going to be on, what's that, that's a 44-yard line of the Bozeman Bucks going our way, 1st and 10. So let's see what we can do now.
CSAP, real good field position to start this drive. Brad Lowry's under center.
Oh, there's another flag. I'll be about tired of blowing them whistles tonight already.
I don't know
what this one is. But
like
he run
be against the Chiefs.
It looks like it's going to be against the Chiefs because he's ready to march it off against us anyway. Up, he turned. He just was confused there for a minute. It's going against them Bucks, and it's going to be 5 yards against the Bucks. So. 1st and 5 now for the Chiefs.
Must have been offsides,
maybe.
5:40
left now in the half. It's 13-8 with the Chiefs trailing the Bucks, but driving now with good field position. Like you said, best field position we've had to start a drive. Lowry getting under center with that tight wing formation. Jackson in motion. Lowry keeps the ball. He's got a man wide open. He passes, but that ball's going to be picked off and intercepted, it looks like, by number 10, by Bozeman, number Dot Kenny. Dylan Kenny intercepts the ball. So what started out as something promising ends with yet another turnover for the Chiefs. So again, we're on the negative on the turnovers tonight with 2. And they're for the Bozeman Bucks.
You know, our man was open, but, you know, number 10, to his credit, he just came in and he just stepped in front of the ball, made a good grab on it.
Yeah.
So
Bozeman's coming back this way with the 1st and 10. Register brings him up to the line. He's under center, takes a snap, he hands off, and there's a fumble on the play. But they recovered the ball. They recovered the ball. And he doesn't go anywhere. 21, he's going to lose about 3 or 4 yards on that carry. Number 21 was carrying the ball. That's Greer, Tyler Greer for the Bucks. I couldn't see who got through for the Chiefs to hit him. Bozeman comes back again. Now with a 1st down and like 14. Register takes a snap and again hands off. And it goes to Martinez, number 2 for the Bucks. He's going to pick up and get back to almost the original line of scrimmage, and it looks like he's going to be just shy of the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's going to be short.
So maybe it's going to be 3rd down and 11 now for the Bozeman Bucks. Uh-oh. up 13-8, 4 minutes and 17 seconds. I look for Bozeman to pass this time.
They
what do you think, Doug?
Yet,
they haven't passed tonight. And
they're
he's back to pass, and the ball's up. And Sheets breaks up the pass. Number 18, Sheets breaks up the pass. It's intended for number 10, that Dylan Kenny, who made the interception earlier.
Sheets could have caught that ball if he wanted it.
He was up there. He was up there. He broke it up, so Bozeman is going to have to kick it out. So Chiefs are going to get it and should get it in pretty decent field position.
And we've got some
and
time.
And have more time. Do got time to move that ball, get down there, and put some points on the board for the end of this half. So
their last punt didn't go too far.
You know, I was sitting here. I was actually standing here thinking, I think we could block another one, Doug. Let's see what happens. It looks like it's on again. They go in after him. Sheets is going to get the ball. He gets it deep, and he breaks three tackles now. He's still on his feet. He's down to about the 35-yard line.
Good
so it is going to be a great run back by
Sheets. 15 yards on that?
Yeah. Chris Sheets with a great return, caught that ball in heavy traffic, juked to the left, then to the right, made the move, then broke yet a third tackle, and then takes it for about 15. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Chiefs on the Bozeman Bucks 35. Come back again with that tight wing formation. Uhouse in motion. Uhouse takes the pitch. He's out around the side, but they're reading good this time, and there they're back. Number 72 makes the hit on Uhouse for the Bozeman Bucks. Nathaniel Walsh.
Like he's a pretty good size boy.
Well, he's waiting for the Bucks. Loss of maybe a yard on the play.
Second down now, 11 for the Chiefs. They're going to say it was a loss of one on that. Lowry looks to the sideline, getting a play. Takes his play to the huddle. And now the Chiefs go to the line. Here we go. And that's going to be a timeout. Timeout now for the Bozeman Bucks. So, second down and 11 with 3 minutes and 2 seconds left. The Chiefs are in good field position. We need to put something together here. We need to put some points on the board. Got a chance to take a lead here with a touchdown. So, let's see what coach puts together. The teams are in timeout. Bozeman is using another timeout. Chiefs break huddle and come back to the field.
You know, it's a very still night. There's not a breeze in the air. It's rained here. The humidity is about 413%. So it is a little humid and sticky. There's not, like I said, there's no breeze. Our players look like they're, they're in shape. Nobody seems to be.
Don't see any cramping up like we did 2 weeks ago. We saw a lot of cramping up 2 weeks ago. Strike. Handoff to number 3. Keechee goes over the left side. He's going to pick up about 5 or 6 yards. He's going to be met by number 0 and 72, stop Grice. Number 3 for the Chiefs.
There's
and they come right back up to the line. He's going to pick up 5 on that. Jackson's a move. The handoff to Grice again over the left side, right over between the guard and the tackle. He's right behind big number 78, John Sellers there. And it's going to be good. I think that's going to be enough yardage for a first down. Let's see. Yes, it's going to be. They're moving the chain, so that's going to be first and 10. Going to have to let them set the chains here. He's going to make them. Let's see, they right up under. All right, here we go. Lowry up under center. Kyle's moving the handoff to Grice again. Grice again over that left side.
Just doing a lot of pushing.
He moves
there.
Again.
We're down to 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
Grice is the one who made the block of the punt and covered it in the end zone.
Yes, he is.
And he's coming out for a well-deserved rest. Placed by number 24. See it. Kyle Jackson in the backfield. Number 24 takes the handoff, and he's going to go for about 5 or 6 yards up the same hole that Grice was going up.
Yes, it did. They're just carrying players with them right now. The Chiefs
so
are
that
controlling,
line,
the line of scrimmage right now.
That left side of that line, big number 78, John Sellers, there on that left side is beginning to move that side of the line at will.
We are.
So Kyles gets the pitch back, and he's in right behind Sellers, and he's going to go in, and it looks like it's going to be close anyway.
No signal yet.
So there's no signal. It's going to be second down, and it's going to be real close for the Chiefs as we make our way down to see. So they're going to be second and goal from they're calling it the 2-yard line. Come up to line again. Lowry under center, still in that tight wing with Kyles and Jackson in the backfield. Jackson in motion. He goes to number 24. He's over center, and it's score. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Chiefs. The Chiefs go up with 58 seconds left in the half. It'll be a 14-13 lead for the Chiefs, 14-13. Now, what would be nice is to put that extra point on the board here. We need to put that extra point on the board.
Yeah, we really could.
Lowry's for a better. Lowry gets
half.
A play before. I believe he's going to go for two. I believe he's going to go to two and make it a 3-point lead, which I think is a good
back.
Call.
Got the ball back, got the touchdown. We got the lead for the half. All right, let's see how this 2-point conversion goes.
And it's going to be good. It's Kyle's number 17, the freshman, carrying it in for the 2-point conversion for the Chiefs, who will go up now 16-13 over the Bozeman Bucks with 58 seconds left in the first half. So, Doug, the Chiefs took the challenge, and took the ball and took it down the field and put it in for the touchdown.
That was exactly what we needed right there. You couldn't have asked for it any better. A good drive, solid drive, and got the lead. That's the first time we've had the lead tonight.
It's actually the first time we've had the lead in six quarters. And so finally at the end of the sixth quarter, the Chiefs get back. We're in some familiar territory with the lead in a ball game we haven't had since the first outing of the season, which the Chiefs won handedly. So now with a 1-1 record on the season, we entered game 3 for the season against these Bozeman Bucks. The Chiefs line up to kick the ball, and we're ready to kick the ball. Lowry lines up, and he gets ready, and boom, and the kick is off, and it's well kicked, and it's kicked back there, and it's by number 10, and he is hit hard. I mean, he is hit hard by those Bozeman, and he brings it back to 25, but now I'm not sure who hit him, but he got hit hard.
He'll be feeling that one tomorrow?
He'll be feeling that one.
All right, 52 seconds left. I don't know if we're going to go on a... try to get some more points, or they're just going to be settled, happy to settle for the points they got and go into the half? Or
I'm saying that he's going to try that draw one more time, and if that draw works, he's going to throw a pass on us. But I think he's got those two lined up deep. I don't believe he intends on throwing. I believe he's going to try that draw with that big man again. No, he passes immediately to number 10. He does take that quick out for about an 8-yard gain.
But he didn't get out of bounds.
He's not going to give him 10 yards. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Bucks. So he does pick up a first down. It is first down yardage. 1st and 10.
Well, I guess that answers that question.
43 seconds left in the first half. They definitely had the plays in there. They're ready. Here they go. He is ready to pass again.
Rolling out.
He's
right.
and it's thrown. It's intended for number two, but I think he was throwing that away because I don't think Martinez had a chance at that.
It dropped about 8-9 yards in front of him.
That's exactly
right. It was well covered.
Rolling to his right, and he was throwing back to his left. It was a hard throw to make against the grain. Probably just threw that one away.
They're back again. Register is deep. He's in the shotgun formation, takes a snap. He's back to pass. But the Chiefs are back there to get him. They run him out. The pass is down. It is almost picked off by the Chiefs.
Number nine.
He overthrows it. Number nine for the Chiefs is back there on the coverage.
Twenty-five seconds left.
The score is 16-13. Your Northview Chiefs have the lead here as we're wrapping up the end of the first half.
To the third and ten, I believe.
Third and ten now. Again, Register brings the Bucks up. He's in the shotgun formation. He takes the snap. He's back. It is back for a pass. He throws it over to the center to number 21. And number 21 is going to receive it. And he's going to take it again for first down yardage up the middle there. He's going to take it to about the 40, looks like. Can't tell exactly. He said 38, but that's more like the 48-yard line.
Yeah, 48.
So first and 10 for Bozeman from their own 48. Again, Register in the shotgun. He takes it. It's a pass. He's back. There's the pass. And it's broke up again. And it's broke up nicely this time by number 9 again. Number 9. And so it's intended for number 10 again. But it's back. So 8 seconds left now in the half. Again, 16-13, your score. And second and 10. Again, Register brings him up. He is in the shotgun formation waiting on the snap. And there's a whistle. There's a flag and a whistle. Let's see what happens here. Off sides against number 49 on the Chiefs. That's going to be 5 yards. So, and I believe that we might have had the old let's go get him play on that time, Doug. And number 49 just got a little anxious, and he was going to get him then. And he got a little anxious, got off sides. So here we go, line up. It'll be second and 5 now. He takes it. It's thrown immediately. Boom! And what a lick is put on by Sheets on number 12. On number 12, he gets hit hard, and them Chiefs liked it. But now that's what happens when you go up like that. They like that. So it's 3rd and 5. We're gonna move down this way, so get away from the players a little bit, so you can hear what we're saying. Yeah, they get a little excited about that lick there. Register again deep in the shotgun, takes the snap. He's back with the pass. He's ready again. He throws. It is for number 12 this time, but it's intercepted by Sheets, number 18. He's taking it back. He's got nothing but green in front of him. Sheets is going. He's got the sideline, one man to beat. He's on the sideline with one man to beat. He's going to step out of bounds. That's going to wrap it up, though. But Sheets intercepts the ball at about the 8-yard line and takes it back. So at the end of one half, it is 16 for the Northview Chiefs, and the Bozeman Bucks have 13. Well, even though we got a turnover at the end of the half, the turnover column looks better now with 2 for them and 1 for us. So
a lot of momentum
going into the half for us. You can hear it in the guys as they're going towards the end zone. I don't know if it's north, south, east, or west. We are right now, but it looked good.
Thanks for joining us for Northview High School football here on NorthEscambia.com.
Well, the halftime is over, and we're getting ready to kick off for the second half of Friday Night Football with the Bozeman Bucks and our Northview Chiefs.
We've got one bit of bad news, Rick. We got an injured player report. Number 49 won't be back this half. Got a stinger.
Uh-oh.
Right there at the end. last play of the game there, the first half. Lowry's going to be sitting out a little bit.
We'll get an update on him a little bit later. Lowry kicks off. Oh, and the ball's going to be brought back to the 25 of the Bozeman Bucks. They're going to mark it about the 26. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Bucks. Lowry with a nice kick. Lowry's kicking that ball well.
Doing good on that.
Yes.
Heavy is this area. So
it is very heavy. So, Bozeman comes up to the line. Register number 11 comes out. And he comes out to start the second half up under center with a power eye formation. Takes a snap. And he back drops the pass to number 10. And number 18, Sheets, hits him and goes over top him, ducks him. And he's going to pick up about 4 yards after he breaks the tackle of Sheets. So it's going to be second and a long 6 for the Bucks. 11:30 left in the third quarter. 16-13, your Northview Chiefs over the Bozeman Bucks. The register brings them up to the line, overlooks the defense, and that power eye looks back, comes up under center, takes a snap, and hands off to number 21. He's hit on the line immediately, and he's going to pick up maybe 1, but it looks like they're going to maybe 2 on that. Terry?
One thing about it, down here on the field, you can sure hear the hits. And
you can hear the hits. And
feel the rumble in the ground.
Sort of feels like we're in the game, doesn't it?
It really does.
Might need to back up just a little bit, Doug.
Feel like running out there any minute.
3rd and 5 now for the Bozeman Bucks. As register brings them up to the line, he comes up under center. He takes a snap, hands off to number 21, is out to the left side, and he's going to go, and it looks like he is going to go for first down yardage from where I'm standing here.
Tyler Greer seems to be
first down. He's going to pick up about
here tonight.
6. He's going to pick up a good 6 yards on that carry. First down for the Bucks. So it's going to be 1st and 10 now from the Bucks' own 36-yard line. So here we go. Again, the Bucks up to the line, register under center. Takes a snap. He hands it to number 10. Number 10 up the center, and he's going to go for about 5. Stopped by number 44 for Northview.
Dragging for a yard or 2, but he held on.
He did hold on. Wrapped him up good around, good late tackle. So it's going to be a 2nd down and 5 now for the Bucks. Again, they come up to the line. Oh, number 40 gets the head off. He bounces off of Gardner, but comes around, and they're going to drop him back for about a 2-yard loss. It's a host of Bucks.
Oh, the Chiefs.
Rice, Gardner, number 36 and number 44, 6 and 36 in on that tackle. There was a host of white jerseys there.
Good pursuit right there.
And, Doug, we mentioned this before we got started tonight due to our technical difficulty. I failed to mention again, but the Chiefs are sporting new uniforms tonight.
Brand new uniforms. They seem to look very sharp tonight.
They look sharp tonight. I like those uniforms. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 7, a long 7. Register up under center for the Bucks. Takes a snap. He's back to pass. He looks. The pass is thrown, and it's broke up because he's
number
hit
nine.
A minute. Number nine is broke up now. 3 passes for the Chiefs. It'll be 4th now and 7. The Bucks immediately sent out their punt team. So Sheets will drop back deep for the Chiefs to take this and see what he can do with it now. So number 15 is back. And
Daniel Taylor,
who's had active night, he is back to punt now for the Bucks. So let's see if we've got a block on this time or they've got the return on. Oh, they had the block on all the way. And I'm not sure what he just did there.
I don't know about that one. Looks like the Bucks took the ball up and started running with it. The officials are talking it over.
It's gonna belong to the Bucks. They're gonna say that the punt hit the back of one of the Chiefs. Where I was saying it looked like it hit the Buck player, but they're saying it hit the Chief player. So of course they have a better view from where they're at than we do. But now they're gonna take over from the 32-yard line. Actually, yeah, that'll be the Chiefs 32-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 from the Chiefs 32. Now for the Bucks, so the defense is gonna have to step it up and come back up here because they just had a long series and face this offense again. So the defense is going to have to step up here, Doug.
They stopped them last time. They just have to do it again. Looks like a different play here.
Handed off to number 12. And he's going to ramble for, it looks like, about 5, maybe 6 yards over that left side again. And I saw something there, Doug. It looks like they might be a little tired. He broke about 4 tackles there. They're trying to arm tackle again, trying to hit him up high instead of getting down and wrapping them legs up.
I hadn't noticed it before, but like maybe a little twist on the play. They put another man in motion. May have thrown somebody off on the defense. I don't sure, but the Bucks did make a good gain out of that one. I think it's going to be second and 4, second and 5.
Register back up under center for the Bucks. He takes a snap, hands off to number 3, who is going to scamper down close. He's going to go for first down yardage. He's going to go for about 15 yards.
10 for the Bucks.
1st and 10 now for Bozeman.
Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscandia.com.
Bozeman comes back up to the line of scrimmage. Register takes the snap. He hands off to number 3. Number 3 over the left-hand side. He's hit very quickly after about a 2 or 3 yard gain. They're going to give him 5. They're going to step off 5 on that one.
2nd and 5.
2nd and 5 now for Bozeman. 2nd and a long 5 for Bozeman from the 19-yard line. Register under center. Takes a snap. Pitches and he's hit immediately. And it's going to be a loss to about the 20-yard line. So it's going to be a loss of about a yard now.
Defense had good penetration on that one.
So, with a loss of a yard, it's going to bring up a 3rd and a long 6, almost 7 yards for them there. They're looking to the sideline for a play. Defense is having to suck it up and stand tall on this one now because they're sucking for air hard. You can see them out there. They're coming up. They're standing tall, though. Here they go. Hand off to that number 3, and he scampers, and he's going to be down close to first down yardage. See where he gets the spot at. It looks like he's going to get a... Looks like he got a good spot. He's going to give him a first down, too. First and 10. He got a really good spot on it. So 1st and 10 now from the 13-yard line. Timeout, water break. So we're going to take a timeout with them, Doug, and try to move ourselves in better position to call this next.
I can tell you one last thing. It was a good time for a water break for the Chiefs.
It was a good time.
NorthEscandia.com is your source for Northview High School football.
Teams come back up on the field. It's 1st and 10 from the 13-yard line for the Bucks. With 5:55 left in the third quarter, it's 16-13 Northview. Register up under center, takes a snap, hands off
and he's not going to go very far. He goes anywhere, he's going to get about 3 yards.
About another 4, maybe 5 yards.
They're going to call it 4 or 5 from the booth, but that's stretching, and he might have picked up 3 yards on that carry. And, of course, now we're standing right here, and they're way up here in that booth. Now we have the advantage. It was a 3 yard pickup. It's 2nd and a long 7 now for the Bucks. Register brings the Bucks up to the line. He's up under center, takes a snap. He hands off, first man. And he's driving in feet, number 12, and he's going to drive it all the way down to the 4 yard line. There is a penalty, and let's see. The penalty's in the backfield, but I think that penalty is going to be a. I don't know what that penalty is going to be. Let's see. What the penalty is going to be. I think that penalty is going to. He's looking to see.
About it. Which one do we want to call? Okay, let's call that one, they say. No, let's call that one.
And coach is telling him, take that penalty. Personal foul. And I don't know what the question was by the umpire trying to figure out it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Why he would even ask them if they wanted to take it, the penalty on a personal foul when they're looking at a possible first down. Yes, they're going to take it. That's going to take them back, make a 2nd down because it's a loss of down from 2nd down. Actually,
how did it go back to 1st down?
All right, guys. It's going to be 1st and goal for the Bucks.
How did it go back to 1st?
16-yard line. So, 1st and goal from the Bucks. What they're saying is, Doug, is that they had made the 1st down yardage, and the personal foul come after the play. So, the ball is handed off, and he is hit immediately at the line of scrimmage. He may have got to the original line of scrimmage, may have got a 0.5 yard to 1 yard. So we're going for 2nd down now and goal from the 16-yard line.
Yes, sir. Defense is going to have to come up with a stone wall.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring Gardner out for a well-deserved rest. Gardner, again, is play number 64, played a good game for the Chiefs tonight. As the Chiefs line up on defense, the Bucks back up, and the snap is back deep. And they have him. It's a fade route. And Sheets is going to take it at the 11-yard line. And he's back with one man to beat. He's all alone going up the sideline. Went all by himself to screen all the way. And he's going to take it back for a touchdown for the Northview Chiefs.
No flags on
no
the field.
No flags. I'm amazed there's no flags the way they've been flying tonight. But there are no flags. And what do you know? There are no flags. I'm surprised. I am very surprised there are no flags, Doug. I am amazed that there were no flags on that play. But a beautiful play. That's the same pass play they tried at the end of the first half. Sheets in the same spot intercepted the ball again, but this time he doesn't step out of bounds. Instead, he takes it the distance from the 11-yard line when he intercepts it all the way back 89 yards for the touchdown.
I tell you what, you're talking about going from looking like the Chiefs might go behind by a touchdown to going ahead by another. So what a turn of events.
Sort of got you tongue-tied, didn't it?
Yeah.
And they're so stunned up in the booth, they don't even put the points on the board.
Well, you
they're
know,
still
we,
looking for a flag.
You
they're
know, we were running up and down the field with Sheets as he was running.
Oh, he gets through. The extra point is blocked. He gets through. But they may be able to get the points up there. It doesn't matter. The score is now the Northview Chiefs 22 and the Bucks 13. 22-13. Coach is raising some question to the ref. He's out there. I'm surprised, too. How do you got a snap before it's set? You got a man in the backfield.
and not have somebody off sides. And I think that's what coach is trying to ask, but it's probably in vain the way the flags have flown tonight. They have not flown Northview's way.
No, doesn't appear to be.
Let's see if we can get an injury update while we're on the sideline. Let's move this way and let's check on number 49, Mr. Levi Gibbs, to see how he's doing. As you hear the Northview Chief crowd come alive as the Northview Chiefs take that lead again with 3:45 left in the third quarter. The Northview Chiefs 22 and the Bozeman Bucks 13.
For all the action, it's NorthEscambia.com and Northview High School Football.
So the teams take the field. The Chiefs are getting ready to kick off. Lowry is getting set to kick off. As you can hear, we're going to have to move where you can hear a little bit of what Doug and I are saying as they're getting ready. Lowry gets ready to kick off. Lowry is kicking. He's on. He kicks the ball down. It's picked up. And he is hit hard and hit immediately. Good coverage again by the Chiefs. And he's going to bring it down here to the 27-yard line of the Bucks. The Bucks will be first and 10 from their own 27. With 3:42 left in the third quarter, it's the Northview Chiefs 22, the Bozeman Bucks 13.
You're listening to Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Bozeman comes to the line. Number 11, still at quarterback for Bozeman, under center with a power eye. Hand off to number 21 is hit immediately. He's going to lose one on the play. This handed off to number 21, Tyler Greer. He's going to lose one, maybe one and a half. It'll be second and a long 11 for the Bucks. Northview has come alive here.
Not every day you get to intercept the ball and run it all the way back.
That's right. And that power eye formation. There it is. And it's a nice pass out to number 10. They get him down. He's going to get first down yardage, but he's going to take it down. There are no flags. He's going to take it for about 25, 30 yards down for first down for the Bucks. So it was a quick shot right out to number 10 there. I mean, he took about two steps, and there it was to him. And
on Brandon.
Yeah, Sheets. That's number 18, Chris.
Oh, Chris Sheets.
He had the coverage. He just missed the tackle. He went high, and number 10 made a step to the right, and he just overshot him a little bit. So Register back under center takes a snap, hands it to number 40, who's a big fullback, and he is met hard by the middle linebacker, number 5 there. And actually, that's number 44 for the Chiefs, and he hits him hard, and he's going to pick up about 3. Looks like about 3.
Good.
So it's going to be second and 7 now. Second down and 7. Second down and 7. They're trying to get the chain gang guy to go with us. He's got fourth down. Try to get him to work with them there a little bit. Second down and 7 now for the Bucks. 2:15 left. 22-13. Chiefs over the Bozeman Bucks. Register under center for the Bucks. Takes a snap. He pitches back to number 3, who's up right where the left guard would be. And he's going to gain about 3, maybe 4 yards. Maybe 5 yards on that play. So it's going to be third down and maybe a long 2.
Number 11 for the Chiefs on the tackle on that.
Number 11.
Solid hit.
There's only one place to hear Northview High School football. It's right here on NorthEscambia.com.
So Register brings him back up. Under center he goes. He takes the snap and he keeps it, and he's hit hard. He's hit hard by big number 52. He tries to keep it. He's going to pick up 3 yards. They're calling. It looks like it's going to be first down yardage. That hadn't even been close. Even if it's been close tonight, they've pretty much gone that way with that first down. They're going to call it fourth down, Doug. I'm surprised they called it fourth down, but I'm not surprised at this with the field position and this late in the ballgame with a minute left in the third quarter. Bozeman down 22-13. They're going to go for it here. On fourth and one, they're going to go for it. They're going to go for it. Let's see what they do. Let's see what they do.
On both sides. Oh, we've got offside.
So we jump and we move offside. So it's going to be they're going to march it off and give it to them there. It's going to be offsides on the Chiefs. So that's going to be 5 yards. It's going to be first and 10 now for the Bucs. So that was easy.
Easy.
And we made that one first down for them. But now credit the Bucs. The Chiefs are ready. They're excited. The adrenaline is up. They're ready to go. That defense is hitting hard. Now, where you and I are standing, I imagine they can hear it over this microphone, all that leather popping out there.
They probably can.
So here we go. Again, Register under center. See what he does. He takes a snap. His hand off is to number 21, who is hit hard and hit immediately. He might get two out of it.
Hit in the backfield, but are still able to get gain of maybe one or two.
Second and 8 now for Bucs. Third quarter winding down. I'm fixing to run out. They won't get another playoff in the third quarter, so they're going to walk it and take it to the sideline. And then we're going to end the third quarter tonight with the Northview Chiefs leading the Bozeman Bucs 22-13. And Doug, the Chiefs showed up to play this second half.
Yes, they have, and I do believe you'd have to say that momentum's been on both sides, but right now the Chiefs are just digging in, and Bozeman's, they've got a good drive going.
Sheets has made the highlight reels tonight. Chris Sheets has had two great interceptions. That one at the end of the first half there, he intercepted one now here that he returned for a touchdown in the third quarter from our own 11-yard line and took it to 89 yards for the touchdown. But the defense has really showed up in play tonight. And the lead blocking of both number 76, Cooper, and 78, Sellers for the offensive line has been very impressive tonight. And running, I've been impressed again with number 17, the freshman Kyles from Northview. He's done well tonight.
Doing good. On the defensive side of the ball, number 9 has come up with several plays.
3 great defensive plays so far. He's broke up 3 passes. That's exactly right.
Linebackers are doing their job. Everybody's working together tonight.
And number 64 again. Don't forget Lonnie Gardner. He's always a steady force on that defense. He's been there a lot for us tonight in the backfield. And others too. And we apologize, Northview fans. Doug and I are new to Northview football and learning names of players. And tonight we're on the sideline, and we do not have a roster with us tonight.
A little handicap tonight.
So Register takes a snap. He's back to pass. He throws his pass. It's high, and it is almost again picked off by the Chiefs. So we're going to stroll back down to the other end of the field as we got caught up with our commentary and forgot to move with the rest of the game here.
We're going to be in shape, though.
We are.
This game.
Yes.
Your official home for Northview Chiefs, NorthEscambia.com.
So Register back in the shotgun, takes a snap. There's a flag. There's a flag in the backfield. So they're going to step off false start against the Bozeman Bucs. It'll be 5 yards. So it's going to be a 3rd and 14 now for the Bucs. Penalties will hurt you. here they come again. Again, they're lined up. It's a register back shotgun. He takes it, and he's up to pass the ball. The pass is out and intended and through the hands of his intended receiver. I couldn't see the number. Number 12, Wade.
I believe we've got a fourth and long.
It's fourth and long. Fourth and about 14 now for the Bozeman Bucks. And they're in fourth down territory with 11:44 left in the game at 22-13. Your Northview Chiefs leading. They will go for it. So here we go. As he gets ready now, he takes a snap again from the shotgun, and they are all over him. And he comes up, number 10, gets the ball, and he's in the crease there, and he's going to take it. He's going to take it into the end zone. And I don't know who the penalty is going to be against, though, but I think they're going to give it against number 9, although it should, I think it should be against number 10 for Tawny.
He was Tawny.
It ought to be number 10 for Tawny. It's going to be, I believe it's going to be against number 10 for, I believe, let's see what they're going to do here. They're going to bring it back. They're going to give him a touchdown. But I think they're going to... They give him the touchdown, but I believe they did call a. They're going to call a penalty on him. It was a good play, a good, well disguised play there to bring him back in because it looked like all he was going to do was block. He freed himself up, come right in there like it was a designed screen pass. Took the play behind three blockers, had to block and brought it to the sideline, ran it all the way down. They didn't call the penalty on him. So they did throw a flag, though, so they must be going to assess the flag on the kickoff.
I hope they do it.
I guess that's when they do that. And it's blocked. Yet again, Northview has blocked yet another kick, and we have a 22-19 lead with 11:34 left. So let's see what happens with the flag and see what they do with it. But I don't know what they're going to call there.
He started taunting at least from the 10-yard line all the way in.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
So with 11:34 left, it's 22-19 Northview. They're going to, like I said, they did assess the penalty, which was against the Bozeman Bucks. I didn't ever see them give the signal for the thing, but you and I were standing right here on the sideline at about the 12, and I'm not sure what the call was, but it was against number 10 for the Bucks. So this ought to give the Chiefs good field position.
Best kick Bozeman's had all.
And Kyle's number 17 is going to take the ball. And he's bringing it up, and it's good coverage. It's going to be good coverage. And he's going to bring it up to about the 35, about the 35-yard line. Now they're going to mark it at the 34-yard line.
Hey, this is William from NorthEscambia.com. I want to thank you for joining us for Northview High School Football. Make sure you check out the website, NorthEscambia.com, for all the latest photos, stats, scores, and more from the Northview Chiefs.
All right, the Chiefs are coming up to the line. They're going to start this series on their own 35. They're in... We're waiting. Okay, the referee's blown his whistle. Jeremy Jackson's got it around the right side. Grabbed him by the shirt, held him a little while for some help to arrive. The Bucks brought him in. Gained about 3 yards on the play. second and six, maybe. You may even give him 4 yards on that one. Good hard running.
You got a little protein in there.
So,
Lowry back up on the center. Got Jackson deep.
Bobble the snap.
He keeps the ball. He's going to still keep it and salvage that for about a yard gain there. Maybe.
So, a little mishap on that play. Lowry bobbled the snap. He was able to gain, maintain possession. And might have lost a yard on the play. Bringing up about a third and six now. Chiefs really need to get something going on here. Keep the clock moving. Keep things in their way.
Shift back. Is that momentum that you feel the shift beginning to go with the Bucks with 10-10 left in the game? It's 22-19 Northview. Lowry under center. Kyle's in motion. Kyle's takes the pitch. He's over the left side behind Cooper. He's going to scamper down for first down yardage for the Chiefs. And he's going to move down to about the 50, close to the midfield. But he is going to go down for first down yardage. He's going to move into Bozeman territory, down to about the 47-yard line now.
Excellent play that time. Good blocking, good personal effort on Kyle's. He just kept moving.
Blocking number 76, Cooper. So, again, back in that tight wing formation. Kyle's again in motion. The handoff is to Jackson. But number 50 is quick into the backfield for Bozeman, and they're going to drop him for about a 3-yard loss there. They sniffed that one out. Aaron Hadley, number 50 for the Bucks on the stop. They're going to call a loss of about 5. They do. Where they spotted it is locked. It's back to the 49-yard line now of the Chiefs. So
it must have been a missed assignment on that play. It just didn't ever develop.
Block over on that left side somewhere. Somebody missed block, and they were in there. Number 50, he was in there quick. So, again, Kyle takes the handoff. He gets it pitched to him. He's over that left side. He's again for first down yardage and still on his feet as he moves. They try to lift him off his feet, and he's carrying 4 or 5 of the Bozeman Bucks with him. This child, this ninth grader, this freshman, is a man child. So he was carrying about 4 or 5 of the Bozeman Bucks on his back, and he's going to move it down, and they're going to step off another first down for the Chiefs.
And
so
we've got a timeout for looks like one of the Bozemans have got a
injured player.
Yeah, like it.
Looks like cramps. Uhouse, I noticed Uhouse come out earlier. They got him on the sideline with the trainer over here. He's got his pads off. Looks like they're working on his knee over behind us. Not sure. The player is up for Bozeman, and they take him off. I hope it was just cramps. And so we're going to move down and see if we can get on the other side of these guys here as Northview will come back to the line.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com. Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscambia.com.